Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 30, 1804. Day 47 of the expedition. Camped on the lower point of an island called Diamond Island. Captain Lewis made his usual scientific observations and marked the distance traveled today as 10 miles. The party opened a bag of bread and some bacon, which had been on the boat for quite a while. This was a rare treat for the party. It is mentioned in the journals that it was given to them, but not by whom. Captain Clark writes,
"This river is about 70 yards wide and has several rapids and falls, well calculated for mills. Killed 2 bucks swimming the river. Here we opened the bag of bread given us, which we found very good. Our bacon, which was given us, we examined and found sound and good. Some of the bacon we purchased in the Illinois spoiled. I found a relish of this old bacon this morning was very agreeable. Deer to be seen in every direction, and their tracks as plenty as hogs about a farm. Our hunters killed 9 deer today. We landed on an island called Diamond Island." Captain William Clark, June 30, 1804.
The wolf was Canis lupus, the gray wolf. This is the first time a wolf has been mentioned in the journals. The Platte, or the Little Platte River in Platte County, Missouri, is not to be confused with the stream of that name in Nebraska. Platte, in French, means that the stream was wide, level, and shallow. Rivers like this were referred to as too thick to drink and too thin to plow. Diamond Island is no longer on the maps, but is known to have been in the vicinity of present-day Woolcott, Kansas. Tomorrow, Drewer says he finds pecan trees on the shore.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Clark read by Ken Quinley. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published by the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.